Yeah, so I always get like some grief from people like, did you go to the Angola rodeo? I'm like, no, somebody invited me, and you know, I kind of thought about it, like, you know, I didn't want to do that. It's at a prison where, you know, people are going to be there for life, you know, and they put on this entertainment with no type of training, you know, they could break their neck and, you know, become paralyzed, you know, and then we'll still have to pay for that because, you know, it's going to come out of taxpayers' dollars, you know, and our taxpayers' dollars can go to them getting some training so you can make it at least fun. You know, that's the thing about gladiator sports, you know, they always put people out there to see how goofy you look or how dominant they'll look in a pressure situation, you know. So yeah, it's almost the same thing with these guys, you know. They're going out there, you know, no preparations. Their probably only training is when he did it the year before. Yeah, but I definitely looked at a lot of Francis Bacon and Van Gogh and Picasso with the pinks, you know, with the rose periods. But I went a little bit more warm with it, you know, like a little bit more lighter, you know. This is like a little dull red, like a rusty red, but still had like some rose in it. So I definitely want to use like a louder pink, you know. So I usually, you know, work them out before I get it going. You know, I work out a couple of drawings. So I did a whole, like, you know, a bunch of these works on papers before I even touched the canvas. But I had an idea for this in the sketchbook.